At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Of course, your home for Wizards basketball on the radio. And joining us now, off of winning a very cool award for not just what he's done on the court, but specifically for what he's done off of it, is Wizards guard Bub Carrington, the 2025 winner of the Dr. E.B. Henderson Team Award. Bub, congrats, man. You're obviously a local-ish guy. We don't need to have the whole... I don't think it's up to us to litigate whether Baltimore or how far up the DMV goes, but certainly this is a community that's meant a lot to you. And what's it meant in your rookie year to be able to be so involved and, you know, and ultimately win this award?
It means a lot to do that, especially, you know, being where I'm from and playing for the team that I'm playing for, like just being able to show that, like, you know, like it means something to me to be here and to play for this team. And I want to show it by giving back to the people that, you know, might not have it as easy as others. So it means a lot, obviously, to win that award, especially, you know, playing for the Wizards.
I think that if someone looked at you and was like, you know, you're 19, 20 years old this year, going through your first NBA season, if you just focused 100% on the floor, like, nobody would have been like, ah, what's this kid doing in the community? Like, but why did you want to start this part of your career? Something that I'm sure long-term you want to continue to grow, but, like, why was it important to start it for you as soon as you got to the league?
Because, honestly, like, that's just who I am. Like, regardless if I was, you know, in the league or not, like, I would be doing these things. And just the fact that I am in the league, and the fact that I am as fortunate as I am to, you know, have the resources that I have or the resources that I'm available to, that just means all the more that I have to do it.
Bub, so, Carrington, or go ahead. Sorry, Bub. My bad.
No, that's it right there.
Bub Carrington with us here on the Hoffman Show. Do you have a favorite thing? Last off the court, then definitely want to talk about your season and how much you've grown on the floor and all that kind of stuff this season. But last off the floor thing, like, do you have a favorite memory from one of these events that you did or a particular project that you helped out with or led that meant the most to you?
That's a difficult question. I have a lot of fun at the events that we have, but off the top of my head, I would say at the book bag drive that I did at Premier Basketball down in South Baltimore, I was like also like working out in front of the kids, like just getting like some shots up and having the kids like help me do the workout. You know, like one of the kids had threw me a lob and like I dunked it and they went crazy. So that was a pretty cool moment.
That is fun. I'm sure that's something that those kids will remember too. This is your rookie year coming to an end here this weekend down in Miami. You got the Chicago trip, obviously, first. But as you reflect on this year on the floor and what you thought it would be going in and now what it's been here as we wrap it up, like how would you describe your rookie season in the NBA for you personally before we get to anything related to the team?
I would describe it as, honestly, I would describe it as just like fortunate. Like, I'm a rookie in the league that, you know, can say that he's played, you know, in every single basketball game in the NBA. I never had the experience. I mean, not that it's a bad thing or anything, obviously, but I never experienced, you know, the G League or anything. I like I said, I played every game. I was fortunate enough to battle through injuries, but I was able to ultimately play and get shots up, get assists, turnovers, like everything. Like, get to just experience basketball, and I think that, you know, everyone is good in the league, so, you know, everyone can pretty much do anything. It's just, do you have the experience and the confidence to execute it? And having the season that I've had, I personally would say I'm one step closer, you know, than, you know, so others might not be, to having that ultimate experience and confidence to be one of the better point guards in this league.
One of the things I always like to ask rookies at kind of at the end of their first year, maybe in an exit interview situation, is like, what's the thing that you learned that you can't wait to work on in the offseason? Because you just didn't know coming into the league. There's something you discovered about NBA basketball or NFL football or whatever, whoever I'm talking to. But I'm actually curious, Bub, if that question applies to you because of the way the Wizards are running their organization, because of how much of an emphasis from Michael and Will on down to BK is on the development in the season. Do you feel like, you know, there's some stuff that you've had to wait on to work on that you'll focus on this offseason? Or has it been kind of an ongoing development process in a way that maybe if you talk to other rookies in the league, they're not quite having the same experience?
I mean, all right, which do you want me to hit on first?
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Let's go with your experience in terms of like the ability to grow within the season and maybe having a little bit longer leash and a development focus versus, you know, as you talk about like worrying about minutes or being sent down to the G League if you make a mistake because you're so busy in like the middle of a playoff hunt or something like that.
I mean, yeah, like I was mentioning earlier, like that's just it's putting you over the edge. Like it's giving you one step closer to, you know, being that high volume guy or that, you know, that better guy in the league. Because like I said, like just being able to play through mistakes, to play with, you know, to play like you have nothing to lose is, you know, that's freeing and it gives you that confidence. And like I said, it gives you that experience, that vision that you ultimately you're going to have to see over and over again. But the more you see it, the better you get at it.
So is there something that still for you is more of an off-season project that you're really excited to work on a certain part of your game that you haven't been able to because you have been in the middle of a season, or is that just not applicable for you?
I wouldn't say anything, you know, like dramatic. Like, I'm, you know, just working on a shot or two that I think that I would start seeing a lot in the league that I would start working, like putting emphasis on working on. But, you know, other than that, I could give you a defensive tip that I actually want to work on in the offseason is like fighting over screens.
Mm.
You know, it's harder kind of to necessarily do it technically and work on it, you know, in live action, since the guys are just so good and you're trying to do something new and they're just, you know, they're just going to fry you.
Yeah.
But so it's something I definitely want to touch on in the offseason.
That's really cool. I think that's a great answer too for fans to hear, because that's the kind of, like, I think everyone understands going to the gym and working on shots and things like that. But, you know, like, how do you work on defense is something that I think the average fan might not really, you know, understand that there's such a technical side to it. So I actually love that answer. Wrapping up here with Bub Carrington, of course, Wizards rookie guard. You know, this season has been, it's been interesting to talk to folks around the team, your teammates, coaches, executives, et cetera, that we've had on the show or I've been able to talk with when I've been at Capital One, Bub, because, like, despite the record, everyone seems to be having a good time. And it's not that everyone's like, oh, losing doesn't matter. It's just they realize this is a long-term project. As someone who's in on that long-term project and who's a big part of the success of that, how have you processed going through what I'm sure has been, in some ways, the weirdest year you've ever had as a basketball player? Because I'm sure you've been a winner your whole life. But also, like, you talk about all this growth and how freeing it's been to play this way. So how have you, as we come to the end of this, squared all that?
It's honestly been, like, eye-opening, honest, in a way. Like, I had to honestly dig within myself, because in the beginning of the season, it wasn't easy. Like, guys weren't really happy. It wasn't really a fun time, but, you know, you had to ultimately, like, look within yourself and know that, like, we're building something bigger here, and the organization really put big emphasis on that as well. So they helped us get through it, you know, and like I said, I had to really dig within myself, and it made me a better, and I think it made me a better basketball player, and honestly a better person in a way. And then that kind of, the numbers are showing.
No doubt. The improvement's been a lot of fun to watch. You guys have become a really fun team here late in the year, especially. Bub, appreciate the time today. Congrats again on the award and all the good work that you've done that earned you that award. And we look forward to talking to you probably at this point at the start of next season.
All right. Thank you.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.